USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The president of Columbia University calls on the mayor of New York City and police commissioner for help in clearing out anti-Israel protesters from the campus. USA's Laura Winters with the very latest.
Elite units of the New York City Police Department move in to clear out pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University, occupying that academic building on campus.
Hamilton Hall is now secure.
The move after the president of the school finally asks for help. The property cleared and more than 100 arrested at Columbia and City College. It was a dramatic and tense scene last night as officers entering the building through a second-story window using an elevated ramp connected to a huge truck as the doors were barricaded with tables, chairs, and vending machines. Police will be on standby through May 17th. Graduation is on the 15th.
Pro-life advocates are cheering Florida's six-week abortion ban, which takes effect today. Katie Daniel with Pro-Life America says this will save countless innocent lives.
This will have the potential to save as many as 50,000 unborn lives here in the state of Florida in just the first year.
The judge in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial says there will be no session on May 17th. That's the day Trump's youngest son, 18-year-old Barron, is set to graduate from Oxford Academy in Palm Beach near Mar-a-Lago. The former president had been critical of the judge in the past, who had said the former president would not be able to attend his son's graduation. Thousands of hotel workers are planning May Day rallies in at least 18 cities across the United States and Canada, looking for better pay and working conditions. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Home prices are hitting record levels despite high mortgage rates. According to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index, prices jumped more than 6% on a year-over-year basis in February. That's the third straight month of gains for the 20-city composite index. Prices in San Diego saw the biggest gain, up more than 11% from 1 year ago. Prices at the gas pumps appear to be holding steady. AAA reporting the nationwide average remains $3.65 a gallon. That's a penny cheaper than from a week ago, but still 12 cents more than a month ago. California drivers continue to pay the most at the pump with an average of $5.39 a gallon. Meanwhile, the lowest average price is found in Mississippi at $3.09. Abortion activists vandalized St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Portland, Oregon this weekend, writing explicit pro-abortion messages on the church's entrance doors and sidewalk. Parishioners discovered the vandalism on their way to Mass on Sunday. The graffiti messages included explicit messages and the slogan, "My Body, My Choice." St. Patrick's was also attacked by vandals back in 2021. Jason Kelce is joining ESPN's pregame show Monday Night Countdown. Kelce, who announced his retirement in March after 13 years of playing for the Philadelphia Eagles, received interest from multiple networks who wanted him to join their programs. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.